Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Thursday.
Manchester City's attempt to win a fourth consecutive Premier League title will begin at newly promoted Burnley. It means they'll face their former captain, Vincent Kompany. Luton's first top-flight game in 31 years will be at Brighton. Their chief executive, Gary Sweet, tells Sky Sports News, Albion are a club to look up to.
The way they've transformed the town and the city actually has been terrific and is an example to us. I mean, clearly we will need to do things very differently. We want to do things very differently here. But we've got to look at examples like Brighton and Brentford and what they've delivered.
Sheffield United, who've also come up, begin against Crystal Palace, and Maurizio Pochettino has a tough start as Chelsea boss at home to Liverpool.
Weather.
With Adventure Island, Southend has the best weather in the UK. Come and enjoy a day out today.
This afternoon will continue to be bright, sunny and very warm across Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home reaching 23 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. I'm not lying. This is the truth. You're up to date.
Thank you.
Stevie Shillinglaw.
23 degrees. Hello.
Right, you just said sport news.
Yep.
You just said that, are the fixtures out?
Yep.
Right, do you know who've Arsenal got first game of the season, please? Or if not, can you tell me at 4 o'clock news?
I can certainly do that. We're going to do a little bit of more Arsenal news at 4,
you got
if that's all right.
Nuremberg.
What?
As a friendly.
No, I don't want to know friendly.
And then you've got Arsenal, Man United, 22nd of July, 8 o'clock kickoff.
No, that's friendly.
Then Arsenal, Barcelona.
Right, stop.
FA Cup Community Shield, and then the one after that is Arsenal, Nottingham Forest. First game of the season, 12th of August, Nottingham Forest. At home.
So the first game is against Nottingham Forest?
Yeah, the first game is
Forest
Man City, Arsenal
one.
For the Champions.
Forest to win 5-1.
You've got Community Shield first, haven't you?
Yes.
And then the next game is Arsenal, Nottingham Forest. So that's your first game of the season. Then you've got Palace, Fulham.
Okay.
Then you got Man United, Everton, and all that. Tottenham. Oh, Tottenham, 23rd of September.
Put that one in the diary.
There you go.
So, the Community Shield means if you win that, you might actually win something.
No, they're playing Man City, though.
No, it literally...
Oh, okay. It's a loss.
It doesn't mean that. And it is a loss.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Three to the one like this.
Where hit music lives on Radio Essex.
In the sunshine for Thursday. Big Drive Home is on. Chris and Scott, hope you're doing okay.
Chris and Scott, weekdays from 3.
And it's live! We're here till 6 tonight.
This is the Hit Music Station, Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, James Hype, Miggy De La Rosa and Ferrari. Chris and Scott, the Big Drive Home, 3:10. Thank you so much for having us on. In the Sunshine, last one for us this week. And then it's me tomorrow with all the dance tunes, which I think on a Friday, in the Sunshine, that's going to be the perfect way to end the week tomorrow.
Yeah, and you have two names tomorrow. So
Chris
you're
Brooks,
winning,
I've become Chris Brooks.
I'm winning at life.
I'm not Chris and Scott. I'm Chris Brooks off of Chris and Scott.
Yeah,
that's
really good.
I don't think I say that.
I don't think you've ever said that.
Loads going on today. I've got some stories that I found in the paper. I always try and read like stuff on Google, look at some of the news stories that are happening today. Not really interested in all the political stuff. Not really interested in what's happening on ITV. But the other stuff, the stuff like cabin crew members working on the first class flight cause a fist fight. Cabin crew members, not they're not breaking up a fight of punters.
Right.
Cabin crew members having a fist fight, causing a 5-hour delay after opening a plane door. So the cabin crew member was working her first flight out of Heathrow in London when the accident happened, leading to the emergency slide being deployed just as the aircraft was about to set
from
off.
Heathrow?
Yeah, the aircraft's just about to go and the emergency slide kicks out the
it's
side
just
of the
dangling.
Door. Then when the door was opened and the slide activated, emergency services, of course, went slide. So they raced over in their blues and twos, in their fire engines and stuff. So they're there at Terminal 5
wow.
to attend what they thought could have been an urgent situation. The aircraft was soon surrounded by firefighters and police due to the unfortunate error. Passengers on board then faced up to 5 hours delay as a new emergency slide had to then be installed.
You can't just fold this back up and
a new plane deployed.
See, isn't it funny that you would? Because I would have just thought you could just go, just fold that. Although you can never get a inflatable thing back in its
own
bag.
No, exactly. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you it's like the chuck the bag, love. It's never going back.
It's never going back in there.
So maybe it
just caused a little bit of a fight amongst staff. I think there was a bit of an argument about it because they were like, right, we're already 5 hours late now, we haven't even left. The problem is as well, and you find this on a plane, when there's a delay and you're on the tarmac, you can't just go, they don't just go, well, you can all get out if you want, get some air. You're on the plane.
It's happened to me once where I got, where it was, I knew it was going to be a long wait. They said, you may as well get off. And I was
really?
Like, and I was like, really?
Yeah, and you know it's a long wait.
Yeah, yeah. We got a new plane that day.
I've said this on air before, I once sat on a plane and I didn't do it, but I pressed something above my head. It was the air conditioning thing, just to turn it towards my face, because it was before we took off. There had already been a delay. And as I grabbed the air conditioning thing, the oxygen mask fell down. And everybody on the plane, you know when you know everybody's looking at you? And not in a good way.
I'm just surprised with, you know, you getting a little bit panicky as you do. I'm surprised you do. Oh no, put it on anyway.
No, I was like, I didn't do this. And then the captain had to come out. And honestly, it was awful. And the plane was delayed by about an hour because of it. They had to then get an engineer to come in to put it all back in.
You didn't want to make eye contact with anyone on that plane.
I didn't look at anybody. I felt awful. And I kept saying, I didn't do anything. It just fell out. And it's like, they don't just fall out. And it did. Switch Disco, Ella Henderson and React. It's Chris and Scott. Big Drive Home Thursday. Company of you with some plane delayed stories. Everyone's got a plane delayed story, haven't they? Everyone's got a plane journey story.
Oh yeah, I mean,
everyone's got one.
I've got many, but I'll give you one.
Go on.
So when I was, I know what you're going to do now, which is really boring. When I was in the band,
hold on, here comes another. When I was in the band story.
When I was in the band, I did. Oh, okay. When I was in five, I used to get lots of planes. I was in America and I was getting a plane home. And yeah. I'd been away for a while and my wife, Kerry, was very, very excited about the prospect of me coming home. I was really excited to be home. You know, I'd been away for a little while and I was like, so excited to see her, right?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the plane breaking wasn't my fault.
What do you mean the plane broke?
Right, so we're on the plane.
Yeah.
Took off. A bird hit the propeller and broke, right? And we had to land, right? And I was like, I'd said, I'll see you soon, baby. I love you. Blah, blah, blah. I can't wait to be home. And I was so excited to go home. Go up in the air, bang, back down. We're really sorry. We've got hours and hours and hours. I mean, like, I can't remember how many hours, but it was a long time, right? And they're fixing this plane. And I'm on the phone to Kerry explaining, like, the propeller and
yeah,
the plane.
Yeah, to land,
and,
yeah, yeah.
She was really angry, right? Like, really angry.
Like, it was your fault.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not the bird or the plane. I'm as gutted as you. Right? But she just didn't understand that. Like, she was just devastated that I wasn't coming home because, you know, I'm such a good guy.
Of course, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
I eventually got home and a little bit of patching up to do, but I was like, why am I patching things up? I've done nothing wrong.
If you got it doesn't have to be a plane delayed story, but anything that's happened to you while you've been on a plane, and it doesn't have to obviously be scary because there'll be people that don't like planes.
Yes.
But yeah, any plane stories you got, we'll have a message. Especially delays, we like those. Grab the app as well, let us know. It's Radio Essex, Sam Ryder, Mountain. We're talking about this cabin crew member who works on a first ever flight, caused a 5-hour delay after opening the plane door and the emergency slide got deployed. And they were just about to take off. Turned out they couldn't. And they had to refit the slide. As you said, if you unpack anything inflatable, that ain't ever going back where it came from. So they had to fit a new slide on there. 5-hour delays after opening this plane door. She must have felt awful. So we're getting your plane stories. Alison, how are you?
I'm good, yes, thank you. Loving this weather.
Oh, it's gorgeous, isn't it? What you got for us?
My best friend lives in Texas, so I used to fly over there at least once a year. Never ever got upgraded. That was my luck.
Yeah.
Then when she rang me up and she wanted me to be her maid of honour. Like, yeah, of course I will. But I could only get a couple of days off work.
Right.
So it's like, all right, I'll fly out the night before, you go off, get married, blah blah blah, and then I'll fly home.
Yeah.
Get to Heathrow, all checked in. We're so sorry, we've double booked. Could you possibly fly tomorrow? We'll put you in first class and give you a $500 check to say sorry.
Oh, no, but yours. But if you fly tomorrow, you're going to miss the wedding, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yep. Wow. Please tell me you've done it anyway.
No, I couldn't do it.
You were desperate.
Well, I was
then.
Yeah. I seriously thought about it.
I don't blame you.
It's like, can I just go to the wedding from the airport? But...
Oh, that's so bad.
Do you know, when I've just been to... I've just been to Alicante last week. I went to Javier. We flew into Alicante. And I forgot about that. Actually, when we were standing there waiting to get on the plane, they said they'd overbooked the EasyJet. They were offering, I think it was £1,000 a seat.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was looking at my family and thinking, you're now worth £4,000.
Yeah.
Hey, doing Essex 3:34, getting you home for Thursday, 50-50 and Cupid. And before that, a summer tune from Snoop Dogg with Beautiful. That sounded good.
Really good.
I like that. Talking about some flight problems you've had, Amanda says, back in 1985, I flew to Bahrain first class with a stop in Beirut. We then reboarded to a different plane, which didn't have first class. More people got on than there were seats. Passengers were actually standing in the aisles as we took off, and there was a person with a caged chicken on her lap. I changed my return journey to a different airline.
I mean, that's horrific.
Kim says, in my younger days, me and the girls were going away. It was delayed, and so we accidentally had too much to drink before we even got on the plane.
Accidentally.
Like you do.
Yeah.
I was sitting next to a couple. The man next to me, I fell asleep. Sorry, hang on. I was sitting next to a couple. The man next to me, I don't know what that means, I fell asleep and woke up with my head on his shoulder.
Right, so there was a... Right, so she...
Yeah,
she
missed that bit out. Yeah, I was sitting next to a couple. The man was next to me. I fell asleep and woke up with my head on his shoulder. The worst bit was I was dribbling.
Oh, no.
They were actually okay about it. I'm laughing. Kim, thank you very much for that.
Oh, that's... really bad, isn't it?
But the problem is, in a normal situation, if that happened, like, I don't know, in a shopping centre, you'd just get up and walk off. On a plane... If you've got another 5 hours, you're going to be stuck with them, aren't you? Keep those coming in. Grab us on the app as well. Latest on the roads coming up, and we'll get back to the hit music as well next. Woo! Miley Cyrus and Flowers, Chord 4. Hello to Marie in Whittam. Says, back in 2018, talking about plane stories. Myself and my family were getting the plane from Portugal, but due to a thunderstorm, we got stuck in Gatwick. We had a delay of about 2.5 hours. We were already sitting on the plane. We weren't allowed off. The staff were amazing, though, and the children in our family were allowed to go and see the pilot. Oh, my God, I would have loved this.
Yeah, this is good.
Got to go and see the pilot, sit in the cockpit, and it was amazing for them. In fact, we were stranded for a few hours, and eventually we got on our way and sent us a picture of the son, Louis, who's sitting in the big seat with all the controls next to him. That's amazing.
That is
They don't
cool.
let you do that now.
I've done that.
We're sat in the cockpit.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah, I mean, it's funny when you... When you're a pop star, they let you do it. I sat in the seat. I pressed the button. He got really angry with
me. Did he?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, Louis looks so happy.
He looks quite content in that seat.
He does. It looks like he could probably drive the plane.
Marie, thank you for that in Whittam. Harry Styles, fast becoming the world's biggest touring artist. He's at Wembley this week. When he was over in the States, he topped Billboard's mid-year box score charts. Harry shifted 1.2 million tickets, raking in £109 million.
No.
Not including the UK shows or Europe this year. The Love on Tour shows have been going on since 2021 and are now the most successful tours of all time.
Incredible.
109 million, not including UK and Europe. He's doing all right.
He is doing all right.
Late Night Talking, Harry Styles on the Big Drive Home. Ed Sheeran and I is closed. It's coming up on 5 to 4. Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home. I noticed Katie had sent a text last week when Ross and John were on, saying, guys, when are you doing the fish and chip shop game again? Okay, one, it's called the chip shop. Actually, it's not even called the chip shop game. It's called our what's it called? Our town.
Your town or our town?
Your town. Your town.
Yeah. But we called it the fish and chip
game. It's now known as the chip shop game. But Ross and John wouldn't have done it because I don't think they have the chip shop skills.
I don't, well, no, it's not even that I think, I know that they haven't got the skills to do it.
They could have done it, but I don't think it would have worked.
They would have failed.
Miserably.
Yeah, yeah, because we've got a particular set of skills that we've worked on
exactly
for years, like Liam Neeson.
And we can identify the town or village or city or whatever you're in just by knowing what's next door to your chip shop.
Left or right, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't even need to be, you don't even have to say WH Smith's. You could say it's a stationery shop. We only need to know what type of shop it is. And then from that, we work out exactly where you are in this fine county of Essex. In fact, we've done it in the greater part of Essex before.
We've done it so many times now, 100% record, and, you know, we do it, it's instantaneously. We're not, there's no time lapse. It's, no. They say blah, we say bang. Blah.
And we get it straight away, every time. So, if you want to play the Chip Shop game, don't ring yet. In about 10 minutes' time, we'll get you ready to give us a ring, and we'll get you on the radio, and we will play the Chip Shop game with you at about 10 past four.
It will be a bright, sunny, and very warm end to the afternoon across Essex. Temperatures on your big drive home still reaching 22 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Staying as well, isn't it? Glorious sunshine set to stay till at least July. Met Office predicting no let-up in the heatwave. Experts reckon we're in for a superb summer weather for a minimum of 3 weeks.
Woo! Just remember all the times we sat here and were like, it's getting light at 7:20.
It's so bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of them being excited that they've guaranteed summer weather for a minimum of 3 weeks.
I can go on holiday for that.
Yeah, 3 weeks. You could do that in November.
Yeah.
Temperatures remaining well into the 20s. It came as the heatwave was officially declared. Who does this? Is there a man? Is there a big
Met Office
heatwave?
Yeah, the Met Office.
What, are they standing with a megaphone declaring it on a roof somewhere?
No, they just send people like me an email.
It's DJ Khaled.
He's just what's the temperature now?
22.
Is that a heatwave?
I mean, for the United Kingdom, 14 is a heatwave.
In the middle of June, is 24 degrees.
You're from Scotland.
Exactly. This would be a heatwave in Scotland. I get
this,
that.
This would be global warming times of
but 24 degrees in the middle of June on the south of England, east coast or whatever, is that not, that's not, that can't be a heat wave.
I think we're just enjoying summer. It more because it's taken 6 months of horrendous weather just to get here in the first
place. Yeah, I like the word heat wave. Some places hitting 30 degrees later on this week as well, so the summer continuing for 3 weeks.
Woo!
Let's go!
This is where hit music lives. If you play the hits live from the Icon Building, this is The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Live from our studios just off City Beach in Southend, we can declare it's summertime here.
Summertime.
Beach is absolutely packed.
This is the hit music station, Radio Essex.
Afternoon, lads. Lynn from Riley. Just got in the car leaving work at Gallows Corner, Romford, and it's telling me it's 28 degrees outside. So, you know, who decides on what temperature makes it a heatwave? I think it has to be for longer than 3 or 4 days in a row or something silly, but 28 degrees, bring it on.
Radio Essex, Sam Fender and 17 going under. He did a homecoming gig at St James's Park in Newcastle, home of Newcastle United, of course, who he's a huge fan of. Performed to over 100,000 people over 2 nights at the stadium. And fans were apparently singing all the whoa's, like all the way through the day in the high street, in the town, everywhere. All you could hear was people doing the OOOs from 17 going under. And then the crowds went on for 15 minutes. So after we'd finished on stage, this was happening. For 15 minutes.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is incredible, isn't it? Sam Fender. And 17 going on a big drive home. Right, it is Thursday. Details of how you could take part in our Chip Shop game. Give you full details after Becky Hill. Radio Essex, Becky Hill, Lewis Thompson and Side Effects. 13 minutes after four. So the Chip Shop game is coming up. Otherwise known as Your Town, that's right. Because what we do is we identify your town just by knowing what's next door to your chip shop. And we do it instantly. There's no Wikipedia trickery. I don't think you could Wikipedia what's next door to a chip shop. There is no trickery. You tell us what's next door to the chip shop and we tell you whereabouts in Essex or, in fact, whereabouts in the world you are just by knowing what is next door to the chip shop.
I mean, and there's been so many people trying to catch us out. There's so many people that, like, phoning us and going, oh, you're cheating. It's because we phoned up before and you're storing our number and stuff like that. We don't accept them calls because that would be silly.
Yeah, if it says on the thing, you know, Dave in Benfleet, then that doesn't work.
It's not going
to
work.
So we get you to call up on a mobile so we can't tell from your dialing code where you're from. We now also take entries via the website, so radioessex.com. In fact, there's a couple of people on there. We might try and ring one of these two. Yeah, there's two on there that I could ring right now. So we'll do that and we've only got mobile numbers and no other information. So that's exactly what
perfect.
So we'll play the chip shop game in about 5 minutes. If you want to take part as well, we might be able to get you on the phone as well. I won 702-45-50-60 is our number, and we'll do that after we update the roads next.
Five.
Thank you. Let's get a chip shop game done then, Scott. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your psychic powers ready?
I'm home.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's talk to, and this is an entrance from the website. It's Anne-Marie. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hey, Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all good, thank you. Good. Enjoying the sun.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it? And have you just finished work, or what are you up to?
No, I've just picked my grandchildren up from school.
Oh, nice. Lovely. What a nice thing. Okay, we have a weird power, a weird skill that was given to us, where we can identify where people live just by knowing what's next door to their chip shop. Sounds crazy, but it's an actual thing.
Works out that it's true.
Yeah, it works out it's true. Who's doing this one?
Right, so I'm going to ask the question, Chris, and then I want you to give the answer.
Okay.
Right, okay.
Straight away, yeah?
Yes, straight okay. away. No, right, so the question, Anne-Marie, is what yep. is next to the chip shop where you live? Left or right, doesn't matter.
Oh, right. Let's just say a garage. A filling up garage.
I'm going to go Colchester. I'm going to go more specific than that. I'm going to go 8 Ash Green. Is that right?
No.
Hey! Well done, Chris.
Oh my God, your psychic powers.
I know. And they're real. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
You're welcome.
Brand new music from Zara Larsson. And it's called End of Time. 4:27. It's the big drive home for Thursday. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you for having us on. I think we can do one more chip shop round.
Yeah, I reckon.
We get full switchboards for this, which is bizarre, because we don't get full switchboards for a lot of things we do.
Yeah,
we
sometimes
do
get full we're giving away money.
Yeah,
we don't get a full switchboard,
but now we get a full switchboard for the chip shop game, which is good. Let's go to Louise. Hey, Louise.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, you on the school run?
Yeah.
Okay, and your kids were singing jingles to us earlier, which was amazing. They were singing Martin and Sue jingles, but it was still amazing.
Yeah.
So, Louise, you want to play the chip shop game?
Yeah.
Okay, I think Scott's got his psychic hat on now, so Scott's going to do this one for us.
I don't want to let you down, Chris.
So we've got 100% track record at the moment, and we're going to hopefully continue that now as you tell us what's next door to your chip shop, Louise.
Okay, so there's nothing really next door, but a few doors down, there is a co-op.
Right, it's easy then.
It's Brittle.
What?
It is. How do you say that?
Well, because you literally said there's nothing actually directly next to it, and then the co-op. So
you didn't even need the co-op, just nothing next door to the chip shop.
The co-op did help me.
It would have been two,
but the Brittle, I'm going Brittle, yeah.
Yeah, wow.
There you go. Louise, thank you for taking the time to play the chip shop game.
Thank you.
See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye. See you, kids.
Bye.
Radio Essex in the Sunshine, Joel Corry, Tom Grennan and Lionheart. Chip Shop game returns very soon. If you want to take part in the Chip Shop game, you can either wait till we're doing it live and you can call us up live, or you can get yourself on the website and register for the next time we do it. Probably be in a week, maybe 2 weeks. You can register online at radioessex.com. Hey, you doing Essex in the Sunshine for Thursday? There's Lizzo. A12, both directions from Junction 12, Chelmsford Road, Mount Nessing and Shenfield, up to 13 at Ingatestone, Margaretting, Overtown van, blocking the road, slow traffic, road's been blocked just prior to about 20 past four, so it's looking busy tonight. Thanks to Angie for that. We'll do a full travel update next.
So, the first time I heard this song,
yeah,
I started singing the English bit. This is how we do it down in Costa Rica.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if it was Kerry or one of my friends went, what are you singing? It's all in Spanish. I went, it's not. I said, there's an English bit.
There's bits of English, isn't it?
Thought I was making it up.
It's a weird song, isn't it? Because when you say stuff like, even in English, and you go, this is how we do it down in Puerto Rico, it sounds cool. If you said, this is how we do it down in Billericay, it just wouldn't sound cool. This is how we do it down in Colchester.
No,
it wouldn't work.
That wouldn't work.
Voice note from your dad.
Hello, Scott. I hope you're going to do a shout out to your wife on her 40th birthday. She's got all her friends round here, so hurry up. I'll put it on loud. And I know you don't do birthdays, but you know you might be able to work it in somehow.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? No, this is quite interesting for me. It's good to sit and watch this because we don't... He's quite right. Your beautiful wife today is having a birthday and you don't do birthday. This is a tricky one. This is a dilemma. I'll just sit back and watch.
I've got chest pains. So the thing is...
We don't do birthdays.
I would...
definitely want to say happy birthday to your wife, because it's like, you wouldn't want to... God, can you imagine the listeners if you did that, though? And they'd be like, oh, my God, you didn't do birthday for my six-year-old birthday. Oh, awful. She was crying for 3 weeks. Yeah. And then,
okay. Awful. Is that when I was making the office tea, was it?
Yeah, they just come in, yeah.
Seven. And that was at my house, wasn't it? Everyone enjoying themselves.
He's enjoying themselves. And he's, if I'm going to be a bit honest, at the beginning of that.
Hello, Scott. I hope you're going to do a shout-out to your wife.
He almost sounds a bit smug as well, because he knows you can't do it. And that's the beauty of this moment.
See, I'm not going to say.
Do you want some backing music?
Yeah, maybe. I like that. I would absolutely love to say, I love you, darling, happy birthday, you know, can't wait to get home, hope the kids ain't in the hot tub. I could say, you know, you're my life partner and you're the best thing in the world, but no one cares it's your birthday, Kerry.
No one.
No one cares.
Not even Scott, by the sound of it.
Including me. Because at the end of the day, you're just one person. And there's lots of people listening. 105,000, I've heard. Probably less now. Tom, why are you laughing so much? We don't do... I'm not getting in trouble for the wife. You know what I mean? I would love to say happy birthday, and please don't make me sleep on the sofa. It's really
you're on
muggy.
You're on the sofa tonight.
Don't want to be.
You sound quite muggy.
I'd love to tell her that I love her, and that this is just something that we do on the radio. I'd love to say that. But the bosses and the powers that be won't let me, and, you know, got to pay them bills.
Which must mean he's bought you something very amazing for your birthday.
Yeah.
Because of all the money you just said about.
Nobody cares. Run away, right now, let's
just run away. All that talk is scary. When you get home, can you FaceTime live me as you walk through the door?
Absolutely.
Thanks. Cheers.
Glad.
It's 5 to 5. It's big drive home. H the Shanty. And baby, I love H.
I was listening to some old H the other day.
Producer Tom. Old H. The old stuff, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Tragedy.
Tragedy is my favourite. A little dance, Tragedy, with a hand to the air.
I
love that.
I've never worked out. He looks so different now, doesn't he?
Well, he's shaved his hair off.
Yeah.
And changed from Welsh to Mancunian.
Well, yeah, but like, has he moved? Has he moved from Wales?
He used to live in Wales with his, I think, with his step family. And then he's moved to Manchester.
Is that why they're called Steps?
And he's broken out into his old Lisa Scott Lee's doing her thing, and H is obviously doing his thing,
doing his thing
with a Shanty. So different. It's a different sound.
It is.
It's a different sound, and I like it.
Versatile.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, versatile.
It's Thursday, big drive home. We are in the knowledge. We know all about the music.
Yes.
And we continue rolling that out next after 5.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
What's happening in the world of Love Island? Maya Jama has come out defending Love Island, saying no one's watching. She's denying that, but apparently it's back on. I didn't know it was back on.
We haven't watched it this year.
I didn't see it.
I knew it was on.
I know the South Africa one was on earlier this year, and no one really knew it was on, and then this one's on. And it returned this week with a TV audience of 1.3 million. Last year, its first week was 2.4 million. I don't know whether people are just... It's done.
It is a bit...
I'm looking forward to this other one that they said, and I think it's
the older people one.
The older people with...
Yes.
The normal bodies and that.
Dad bods.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
I've never really watched it.
I've watched it at the beginning. I feel like a little bit like Big Brother, because I loved Big Brother when it first came out, because it was more of a social experiment, and then everyone just went on it to be famous.
Yeah.
And I think Love Island suffered from that quite a lot. I think pre-COVID...
That's what they're there for.
Yeah, pre-COVID it was actually quite a good show, and then afterwards it's not really kind of... done as well.
Recovered.
Yeah, I don't think so. And then, but actually, because Big Brother's taken a massive break and it's now coming back, I'm looking forward to it coming back.
Also, I mean, were they on there for love? I mean, they did manage to find, you know, six lads with six packs and women who look like influencers. Were I'm on here looking for love, are you?
Anyone watching Love Island, let us know. Let's just take a little straw poll in Essex. A1400 with the word Essex and yes or no.
They should bring, when they bring back Big Brother, bring it back with normal people.
Yeah, I think it'd be good.
21 year olds.
It'd be good. Where
hits music.
No offence, Tom.
What did I do?
I think
you're 21. Here's Radio Essex, the hits music station. Now, the big drive home with Chris and Scott.
Bow, 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 bow. We have the Ace of the Music final round coming up for the letter N. We'll do that very soon. Anne-Marie getting us underway this hour with Shania Twain. This is Unhealthy. Turn it up
Radio Essex.
Radio Essex, Sagala, David Guetta, Living Without You. 5:10. Apparently, it's pretty 50-50 with the Love Island.
Yeah.
Taran Collins, Jill, amongst others, watching it. Claire says, I'm watching Love Island every year. I say I'm not going to end up getting addicted. Once you start, you get hooked.
No, but that is the truth.
If you've watched it for like an hour, that's it, you're done. You're in for the whole season. Monica's not watching this. A couple of people not watching it as well. So it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
So maybe we got that wrong. But 1.3 million down from 2.4 million. I think it'll pick up. Maybe it's just too hot. The light evenings. We're just sort of mucking around in the garden, kicking a ball around with the kids. Yeah. It's like the daylight evenings stop you watching telly, I think.
They do, yeah. I've not watched it for ages.
Let's continue with the weekend. We played this yesterday. I don't know if anyone watched Idol, which is the show on Sky. We said yesterday, I mean, it's filth. It is, but
I've not seen it.
It's good. Good filth. This is the song from it. It's The Weeknd. It's called Popular. US, it's The Weeknd and Popular. 14 minutes after 5, Daniel French says, I'm only watching Love Island because the wife's watching it.
Liar.
Daniel, we know that's not true.
Yeah.
I was like that with Sex and the City. Karen will be watching now. We're like, oh, are we watching this again? And then, like, she'll pause it to make a cup of tea, and I'll be like, what are you pausing it for? Yeah. Like, don't pause it here. Mr. Big's going to do something.
I used to do the same with Terry. I'd go, oh, you got this rubbish on again? And then I'd be like, no.
Secretly, we love it. Right, it's Chris and Scott. Big drive home. Last one of the week. Tomorrow weekend kickoff. We got the big tunes on for the weekend and the brand new tunes, being a Friday as well. We know tomorrow a tune from Leanne Pinnock, who is off of Little Mix.
Ah, okay.
She's got a new tune out. It's a garage-inspired track. Me and Tom have secretly heard it.
Why have I not been?
Because you turn up
game
at 2:55. We secretly heard it about 2:00 when the record company played it to us down a weird link on a computer that I've never seen before.
It was great.
It's all password protected.
So I have to get in at that time to.
Yeah.
Can you send it to me now?
No, because literally they played it to us. Because we're not allowed to play it till tomorrow. It's really good.
Oh yeah.
Is it? It's really good. Okay. Yeah, it's. Okay. I'm gonna say better than Jesse Nelson stuff. Just gonna say it.
Just gone out there and just said that.
Oh no, it's superb.
And now you're rubbing it in a bit.
She will be the Harry Styles of the Little Mix breakup.
Ooh.
It is a good tune. I'll play it tomorrow. That's on the show tomorrow. We need to end the show today. You didn't have to reveal my surname, says Daniel French.
Daniel French.
End of the show coming up. If you want to end the show tonight, of course, it's Thursday. Completed it, mate.
Listen, we've done a themed one every day this week.
I haven't got any ideas for tonight's theme.
I don't know why.
You got a theme.
I don't know why I've got an idea.
Go on.
But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I weren't allowed to say happy birthday to my wife because we don't do birthdays.
Because we don't do birthdays, yeah. So you didn't say happy birthday to your wife.
Yeah, you know, and I sort of said some things about not caring and that. What I was thinking, you know, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't some listeners maybe say something like, oh my God, it's Kerry's 40th. Thursday, completed it, mate. Happy birthday. Something like that.
Maybe they won't do that because you said, and I quote, no one cares. That's probably why they won't do that.
Okay, but maybe they will, you know, get me out a little bit of stuck.
Maybe they care about you.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they won't. Maybe
you can end the show however you want, but if you want to throw in a happy birthday, Kerry, you can do that.
You're not saying it, though.
No, I can't say it. I'm just saying.
You also don't care, do you?
Whoa. Chris. Let's not get me involved in your marriage.
Do you care about my wife, who you know very well? Do you care about my wife?
I will say, Radio Essex, Lewis Capaldi, and wish you the best. 5:25 on the big drive home. Motorfest is back for 2023. Just in time for Father's Day, Chelmsford, 17th, 18th of June in Kings Park. You've been texting for your chance to win family tickets to go and see loads of stuff. The motoring displays, the magicians, the motorcycling, the vintage vehicles, and Ross and John off of the radio hosting the main stage. All the details online, radioessex.com. This week we're giving away 10 family tickets, and tomorrow is your last chance to win. If you've entered, make sure you buy your phone tomorrow through Workdays with Jack and Connor for your chance to get there. Good luck. It's Radio Essex, Nathan Dorr and Ella Henderson, 21 Reasons. Thank you so much for having us on in the sunshine. And you get to choose the winner of this week's A to Z of music right now.
Now, the A to Z of music.
Big battle tonight. And the battle is between Nelly and Ride With Me. If you want to hear Nelly Ride With Me, you need to get in touch with us and put the word Nelly in your message box. Or you can use the app, of course. That was Monday's winner. Then Tuesday's winner. Nelly was Tuesday's winner. Monday's winner was Natalie Imbruglia. With the song Torn. So if you want Natalie Imbruglia to take the crown of the A to Z of music representing the letter N, put the word Natalie Imbruglia or Torn in your message box, get that over to us. Or if you want it to be last night's winner, which was Nickelback for groups, put the word Nickelback in your message box and you could hear Rockstar playing just before six tonight. So three tunes you're voting for: Natalie Imbruglia, Nelly and Nickelback. Who do you want to enter the A to Z of music representing for the whole of Essex the letter N? Let us know and you'll hear your winning tune just before 6 o'clock tonight. Who do you reckon?
If I have to stick my neck out, I would say Nelly.
I'm going Nickelback.
I'm going to go Natalie.
All right, so we're all picking another one. Yeah. There you go, that's good. It's 5:30, the A to Z of music wrapping up. The letter N is on now. Get involved. Radio Essex, new tune from Kylie. It's called Padam, Padam. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home for Thursday with three songs battling it out to be the ultimate A to Z of music champion tonight. Representing the letter N, we have Nelly Ride With Me. Good choice of tune.
Very good song.
Doing well at the moment. We have Natalie Imbruglia, Torn. Or Nickelback and Rockstar. Who do you think should represent the letter N in our A to Z of music? Do you think Nelly? Do you think Nickelback? Do you think Natalie Imbruglia? Put your answer on a text message. Grab us on the app as well. We'll play the winning tune just before six tonight. Last chance to get your votes in on the A to Z of music tonight. It is between Natalie Imbruglia, Nelly or Nickelback. Who do you want to win tonight? Who do you think is going to win, Scott?
Well, you know, on the text, it looks like people are a bit torn.
Hey! it's very good.
I'm here next week as well.
Are you?
Yeah, and then they'll probably get rid of me, to be honest.
It won't be long.
No, it won't be long. It's looking good on the text, but I'm thinking Nelly's in for a shout at the moment.
Ride With Me, you sound good in the sunshine tonight on the way home. Which one do you want to hear before six, and who, more importantly, do you want to put into the A to Z of music? Nickelback, Nelly or Natalie Imbruglia? You decide. So there you go, all your votes are in and we have one winner just ahead of Joe Kinch next at six tonight. The winner on the title fight tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it is Nickelback. It's a good choice. We'll do it again tomorrow with the weekend kickoff. Me and Scott back on Monday from 3. Have an amazing evening tonight.
See ya.
Thursday completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.